Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. There is a woman inside of you who is perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. I believe your inner whole woman is the essence of who you truly are, and she is so authentic and real and is the part of you that sometimes we are not connected to or we deny. And we are on a journey, I believe, all of us, to awaken, to come into a consciousness, into a knowing and an understanding of who we truly, truly are. You are one amazing woman. And I am delighted that you are listening to this episode and you are here to talk about changing your life and how you can do that in a very practical way. Today's episode is going to focus on positive affirmations. And I'm going to teach you a little more about positive affirmations. I'm going to share my own personal experiences with positive affirmations and teach you about how they can shift and change your life. At least that's what they've done for my life. So I'm going to really talk about that. And I want to teach you about what they really are and how to use them for your advantage. And so what I want us to know before we even go any further is that you are one thought away from changing the rest of your life. I just believe it. I believe in the power of thoughts. I believe in the power of intentions and bringing things into manifestation. And I know that each of those things start with our thoughts. And when we change, or when change is really needed in our lives, it goes back to how we are thinking. And so in you learning about affirmations, we're going to learn that affirmations are simply short positive statements that can help you focus on a goal if that's what you're working towards. Get rid of some of the negative self-defeating beliefs that we have. We're going to talk more about those because those beliefs sometimes can be very subtle and very hidden in our lives that we may not even know they're there. And then they also help you to program your subconscious mind. And we're going to spend some time talking about that. And so once you're learning about these affirmations, what I want you to know is many people, we actually say them aloud or we say them in our minds, and they are just as powerful either way you choose to do it. And as you are doing it, you are retraining your mind to be able to begin to see the affirmation as truth. And I have a personal example of how I ended up doing this in my life. God was teaching me this in my early 20s. I remember in my early 20s, I had some thoughts after experiencing some things in my childhood about myself, and I did not think I was beautiful. I did not think I was beautiful. And I go off to college. I remember that experience. And it was then that I looked at myself and didn't see the beauty of who I really was. And God gave me a very powerful affirmation at that time. The affirmation was, "You are beautiful because I created you that way." And so I would stand in my mirror and I would say, "I am beautiful because God created me that way." Now, as we talk about affirmations, I have to give you the whole story because I think that's important in you grabbing a hold to this, because many people have their speculations or their suspicions or their hesitations in regards to affirmations. And so I won't tell you that immediately it worked, okay, because that's not the truth. The truth was, as I would stand in the mirror, and I love doing mirror work with a woman, I looked in that mirror and I would see all the stuff that I thought wasn't beautiful. I would see all those features that I was often teased for in the mirror. and it would be hard. There was a lot of resistance, is what I now know that to be. Resistance in regards to me saying this truth, this new statement that God had given me. But I will tell you that the more and the more and the more that I did it, the more I believed it. And eventually I would look in that mirror and I would say, girl, you are beautiful because God made you that way. And I knew that there was beauty in me. And I knew that I was radiating beauty, not just because of me, but because of who he created me to be. And if I am in his likeness and I am in his image, I'm just a reflection of the beauty that he is. And that was the transformative experience for me in regards to affirmations, just the beginning of affirmations. And that is why I'm so passionate about talking about it and teaching other women about it, because I know what it did for my own life. But that was the very first one that God introduced me to. And since then, there have been many more, and I'll share more in the episode. But what I want us to know is one of the powerful things that happened for me in that story was understanding that they were helping me get rid of some negative self-defeating behaviors. So I want to help you understand some in your own life. What I want you to know is that 80% of the talk that you have, the conversation that you have in your own mind is negative. 80% of that self-talk is negative. I want you to know that 65,000 thoughts is about how many you've had in a day. And of the 65,000 thoughts, 90% of those thoughts are thoughts that you had yesterday. And watch this, 75% of them are negative. So we are recycling over and over these negative self-defeating, limiting, self-imposed limitations on ourselves, which is why I am so passionate about teaching about it, not just because I have clinical background in this, I also have personal experience. And so being able to help you to see that is why we need to understand affirmations. Now, there are many people out that may disagree with affirmations, and they have their right to disagree. But I'm talking to you about what I know and understand in regards to this. And so what we wanted to talk about in understanding how to shift, because that is why we're talking about affirmations, because you have the power. You have the power to affect change in every area of your life. And I believe that change starts with your thought life. If you want to change the outer world, the outer, the external part of you and your results that you're looking for, I am the one that helps people go in within. You have to look at the inner world. You have to see what's happening on the inside. And that is a part of what we're going to do. So the first part of helping you to change your life with an affirmation to overcome these negative self-defeating beliefs is you first got to know what they are. And how many times in the day are we just not aware of how many of the 65 thoughts we have? For one, we're very busy. We're always on the go. We don't like to sit and get quiet. And so what you need to do first is understand that you've got to know what they are. So I challenge you to take the time out to listen to what they are. Get out a sheet of paper. And I want you to, when you have the moment, to just sit. And maybe keep it in a notebook where you can travel with it. And on one side of that paper, on the left side, I want you to write out the negative self-talk and beliefs that you have about one area in your life. Because ultimately, there's so many of them, you may not be able to capture them all. But focus on one area, whether that's relationships, whether that's finances, whether that's your business, your gifts, your family, your job, your career. Pick one, your friendships. And I want you to start to just be aware of what beliefs you have in regards to them and write them down. Maybe for you, it's about kind of pleasure and luxury or travel could be your area. And maybe you're telling yourself, you know what, I can't afford a vacation. That might be what goes on there. Maybe it's about self-confidence, and it's like, I don't feel good enough. Maybe that's what your belief is. Or maybe it could be in an area where you're saying, you know what, things are always hard for me. Like nothing comes easy. I have to work for everything. What I want you to know is that all of those are negative self-defeating beliefs. And you're carrying them every day with you. And so writing them on the left side of the paper is going to help you to do it. And I challenge you to write them. I know some people want to skip that system and go to either typing them up, but there's a power in writing it. And I want you to write them down and really see what they are. And then on the right side of the paper, what will be helpful potentially for you is to write out some affirmations for those beliefs. The first one that I talked about with travel might be, I can't afford a vacation. Maybe what you write is, I can afford a nice vacation. Maybe you're thinking things have to be difficult. They're always difficult for me. I can't seem to get my business going. Maybe the affirmation could be, making money comes easy for me. Or things that I love come easy for me. Those are examples of affirmations in helping you to start to come up with a new belief in regards to that. When we're writing these affirmations, I oftentimes ask that you include an I am statement. There's such a power in I am. There's a book that was written by Pastor Joel Osteen some time ago. It was The Power of I Am. And he says in the book, anything you put after I am, you've given it power. I even challenge my counseling clients when I'm working with them, where they might say, I am sad. You have now taken on sadness. That's not who you are, but that's how you feel. So I challenge them to say, I am feeling sad. And that helps because our feelings are constantly changing. And so if I put a I am feeling there, then I can shift the feeling at any moment. And so those I am statements are so important. And when you're writing these affirmations, what I want you to be mindful of is not to say, I am trying. Right? I listen to that. I'm also a coach and I help women with accomplishing their goals. And I hear someone saying, you know what, I'm trying to write a book. And I'm like, no, we're writing the book, right? Or I am learning, which is another way. If you're having trouble with the I am statements, you go, I am learning to. That opens you up to a different energy level as well, which is so important in regards to bringing things into fruition, into manifestation. It puts you in a different energy space. I am learning to do something. I often use I am learning as I am thinking about that affirmation in letting go, which is something that's very tough for us. Oftentimes it's very difficult to release things. But even when I'm working with a woman and at live events, I love to shift with this and helping a woman to say, I am learning to love myself. Because maybe saying I love myself is too hard. But the I am learning will help you, or I am getting better at, could also help you as you're thinking about these statements. But really allowing yourself on the right hand side to write a new affirmation and writing it down in the present tense, not I will be, not I am going to be, that's future tense, but you're embodying the I am about where you are. And this is what I love about affirmations, because as you start to write them, now you've got to use them. It's no good if you're not activating it and using it and putting it into action. And so I didn't know this at the time that God was teaching me this. And this is why it blows my mind. And I want you to even start to trust yourself more and trust that God is telling you things that are good for you to do. But I would put them everywhere. They were all over my mirror. They were all over my door. They were all downstairs at the time in my townhome. I was alone, single, so I could have stuff everywhere. But I would have those affirmations. And I, at the time, even had an illness I was going through and dealing with. And I would put, I am healed. And in that, those I ams helped me to bring it into my present life. And so as you start to use them, reciting them aloud or in your head, putting them in places that you're going to see them and need to see them is the next step in regards to what I think is important. And then the last part of what I think happens for you as we talk about affirmations is step number four, where you start to watch it really happen. Like as I shared in my story, I got to see the transformation of me first putting the I am beautiful because God created me that way statement in the resistance that came up, which resistance, if you learn about it, it really is an indicator that there is a growth opportunity there. And the more resistance you experience, the greater the opportunity for you to grow. And I know we don't like to welcome resistance, but I love to welcome it because I know that this is an opportunity for me to grow. And so as you watch what happens, you see the process of where you write it, then you start to read it, then you're now saying it, and you're hearing it, which causes you to start believing it and thus seeing the changes, and you start to understand it even more. I love this process about, this is the transformative process that I love being able to help women with. And you can do this in your own life. And I want to see you make this as a task, as an assignment, that you will start to do the list and focus on one area. And when you feel like you've gotten that area and you are clear about the thoughts and the affirmations that need to go there, you can change to another area and being able to undo a lot of the thinking. Because why this is important with the affirmations, affirmations help us with our subconscious mind. And I want to talk about that. Your conscious mind, simply put, is what we are aware of. Okay. Those are the things that we are aware of at this present moment. But there is another mind. It's the subconscious mind. And I love to talk about it because the subconscious mind is almost like a secretary, right? You know, if you go into an office, you have a secretary. She is like the gatekeeper. So everybody doesn't get to come back and talk to the president or the manager or the owner of the company. But the secretary is there to answer the call. She's finding out who you need to speak to, what in regard you need to speak to this person about, and delaying a message or sending it over. Your subconscious mind is similar to that. It's like a sponge, though. And it is always in this constant state of receiving. It's called a data storage retrieval place. And so it only receives things that you are interested in, and it brings it to your conscious mind. So it's like a radar. But in the conscious mind can hold about 40 bits of data per second. 40 bits of data per second. But I want you to understand your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind can hold about 40 million bits of data per second. I hope you caught that. You have your conscious mind that's at 40 bits, and your subconscious mind holds 40 million bits. And so you can hear the amount of data that it holds, the information that it's holding. And it is the place that you have to do the work with the affirmations to reprogram things that it can then send information to your conscious mind, and helping you to make new decisions that are congruent with what you want. And so that filter of your subconscious mind now has information about what you really want in those forms of affirmations. And this is why I love teaching about them and love being able to help you, because if you have the affirmations and then you add another step, which is visualization, so now you are having what you want and you're saying it and you're speaking it. And now there's a congruency. There is an alignment. You are also then being able to visualize it. So visualization puts you in a space to actually see it in your mind's eye, experience it, have the emotions around it to help you to really bring it forth. And that's what I would do. When I would stand in that mirror, then I was able to see myself beautiful. I could see it. I then could see it. And then I could experience it and the confidence in that, which helped me to bring it to fruition into my being, into my life. And so that's why it's so important with the affirmations and how it really can shift your life. You are one thought away from shifting the rest of your life. And you have the power within you to already do that. And that's what I love about the whole woman, the inner whole woman. She knows that. And she is there, I believe, helping you and bringing this into your awareness, into your consciousness, which is even why you're listening to this episode today. At this very moment, you know that this is what you needed to hear. And so I encourage you to start to implement it and start to make this a daily routine, which is why I put together some powerful affirmations in Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman Affirmations. It's an audio recording. It's free. It doesn't cost you one thing. And it's about an 8-minute long process of you reciting. You can say them aloud or you can say them in your head. Reciting these affirmations, I would say every morning and every night. Your morning affirmation is going to get you affirmed and set the tone for the day. And then throughout the day, there's so many things that happen. There's so many thoughts. We talked about that earlier. There's so many emotions that you experience in a day. Doing it again at night will put you in a position to receive and let go so that you can prepare for the next day. And so on the bottom of this episode, as you read the description, there's going to be a link for you to click on so that you can get those affirmations and you can listen to them at least twice a day and get them deep rooted within you. Some of my favorite ones I love, and I have actually a reminder that comes up every morning to remind me of it, but it says, I have divine ability to create or attract what I need or desire. I have divine ability to create or attract what I need or desire. And that one really sets me up for my day because I know if I'm not going to create it, if God hasn't given it to me to create, then I will attract it into my life, whether that comes through a person or a resource or a program, however he brings it to me, I know that I will receive it. I am glad that you have listened to this episode, and I hope that you have taken some nuggets away that you will then implement affirmations to change and shift your life. I look forward to seeing you at the next episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman and continue to support you on this journey as you truly start to see the true essence of who you are and who you were created to be. Until then, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.